Summer at Mount Hope, written by Rosalie Hamm and read by Caroline Lee. Monday, January the 1st, 1894. Phoebe rose through the layers of slumber to hear birdsong in the still morning. It may have been New Year, but it was Monday, washing day. She would get up, milk the goat, light the copper, have breakfast, and get to the wash house before Lilith woke. After the wash, she would ride to see Henrietta. Then she remembered. Hadley had proposed, and now nothing could ever be the same again. She had hurt him, and the refusal would always be there, lurking like a thieving boy behind a hedge. She kicked back the sheet and hurried out, away from it. It was a scorcher of a day, and after a morning with boiling sheets, Phoebe sat on the veranda step to take advantage of the breeze from under the house. She removed her stockings, draped them over her boots, unfastened the buttons of her high-necked blouse, and yanked her skirt up so high that the white work and ruffles of her drawers showed. Out on the bay, a cargo boat with three steam stacks lurched out to sea. She put the looking glass to her eye and studied the flags. Dutch. A few rabbits were grazing on the fine grass at the dam's edge, and Spot stared at her, his bright eyes pleading in his long black head. "It's too hot for a ride," she called, shaking her own head to rid her mind of Hadley's hurt face. Spot strolled back to the shady trees and gazed at the bay. Phoebe focused the looking glass on the noon train, a line of square black boxes burning along the rail's thin line, slowing at the siding. Two swaggies tumbled from the guard's van and scrambled off towards the bay. The mailman leaned out, flinging a mailbag onto the siding. As the train gathered speed again, he disappeared into his van. Then a square wad of newspapers flew out the door, knocking Freckle, who fluttered off the siding, into the scrub. "Good," thought Phoebe. "Papers to read." While she waited for Freckle, she thought about marriage, as she had promised. But nothing came, apart from the dull brown shape of Freckle on his roan cob moving up Mount Hope Lane. Soon he rode through the gate past Spot and his ankle-height entourage, the ducks, the rooster, and eased up to the front step. Summer's sun ripened Freckle's freckles, and they had massed together in one big smear that bridged his nose from cheek to cheek. He sat low in a huge saddle, his bare feet resting loosely in the stirrup irons. A damp cloth sack containing skinned and gutted rabbits hung from the saddle. Mrs. Flynn's only child, Freckle, was famous for turning up to school with crayfish sandwiches for lunch, much to the envy of everyone. Not that he attended anymore. He said he'd learned the alphabet, so he knew what the telegraph machine was spelling out. He handed Phoebe the Geelong Advertiser and a large hat box addressed to Robert.